Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 23, 1805. Rumor and innuendo. While the Corps was traveling down the Columbia River, they heard a rumor that the Indians below were planning to kill them and steal all of their trade goods. Luckily, this proved to be only a rumor. Now, at Clatsop, they are hearing another rumor about Indians planning to kill them. Chief Cobaway is saying that it is only through his intervention that they will not. The Clatsop Indians originally thought the expedition of soldiers were going to capture and kill them. As protection, they cut trees down to make obstacles for the soldiers and escape routes into the woods. Captain Clark writes today about commerce and trade.
Rained without intermission all last night and this day. Much thunder in the morning and evening with rain and some hail today. We are all employed about our huts, have ours covered and daubed, and we move into it. Two canoes of Indians came up today. I purchased three mats, very neatly made. Two bags made with flags, very neatly made. Those the Clatsops carry their fish in. I also purchased a panther skin 7 1/2 feet long, including the tail, and some licorice roots for which I gave a worn-out file, 6 fish hooks, and some pounded fish, which to us was spoiled, but those people were fond of. I have not observed this method of securing fish on any other part of the Columbian waters than that about the Great Falls. I gave a second chief a string of wampum, and sent a little pounded fish to Kuskala, who was sick in the village and could not come to see us. Captain William Clark, December 23, 1805.
The panther mentioned was a mountain lion, or cougar, Felis concolor. The Kuskala mentioned was a young Clatsop chief who had attached himself to Clark. This young chief and his younger brother, on December 24, presented to Captain Lewis and Captain Clark a mat and a large parcel of roots. Sometime later, they demanded 2 files in exchange for the present. The captains returned the present as they had no files to spare, which displeased them a little. Monday, Christmas.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.